about half-past dead.
A few years ago, a musician named Craig Finn was watching the 1978 concert film called The Last Waltz at his apartment in Brooklyn. The movie features the rock group The Band. And after it ended, Finn asked himself, why doesn't anyone make music like that anymore? Music that tells a story. His answer to that question came a year later when he formed his new band. They're called The Hold Steady. Jesse, I don't think I'm the guy. This track is called Hurricane J. It's from the Hold Steady's fifth and latest album, Heaven Is Whenever. And frontman Craig Finn writes tiny little novellas that masquerade as four-minute rock songs. In this track we're hearing, the character is a man trying to get out of a relationship with a young woman named Jesse.
Jesse is a waitress. I was originally reading the book Lush Life by Richard Price, and in the book there's a relationship between a younger waitress and an older restaurant manager. And I sort of took that dynamic and jumped off to create this story about Jesse and someone at her work at this restaurant. Obviously she's younger, the guy's older, and he really thinks he's holding all the cards, but in some way I wanted to kind of play with who's got the upper hand here, because he's kind of stuck in this one thing and she's got her whole life ahead of her.
When you guys set out to create The Hold Steady, what was it that you wanted to say or to sound like, or sort of that thing that you weren't hearing in other music around you?
I think it was just smart rock and roll. You know, good big guitar sounds and good riffs, and mixed with smart lyrics. And at the time when we formed, there was a lot of dance punk kind of things happening in Brooklyn especially. But also there was, you know, the garage rock thing where everyone dresses up in the same suits and, you know, says baby, baby, baby a lot. So I think we wanted something more sophisticated lyrically. It seemed like a simple concept, but when you looked around at the time, there wasn't many bands doing that.
The Hold Steady has recurring characters from one record to the next. And a few years ago, you wrote a song called Chips Ahoy, which is about a psychic girl and her boyfriend. She put $900 on the fifth horse in the sixth race. I think his name is Chips Ahoy. And I think that they seem to make a reappearance in the song The Weekenders. Is that right?
That's correct. I was thinking about Facebook and how people are all getting back in touch with old friends. And I was sort of thinking, well, it's been 4 years or so since those two characters had this adventure from the first song. And I thought, well, what if there was something where one of them was reaching out to the other just to kind of see if they're still around or if they might be interested in hanging out? So it's kind of, you know, a modern visit on some old friends. I wish we hadn't gone and destroyed it, 'cause I was thinking we could pull another Weekender. You still got a little bit of clairvoyance. I remember the metal bar. I remember the reservoir. You could say I passed across before.
I'm speaking with Craig Finn of the band The Hold Steady. The new album is called Heaven Is Whenever. Craig Finn, how would you describe the narrative arc of this record? I mean, what's this album about?
I think this record's really about struggle and reward. You know, heaven is whenever. Heaven is the kind of the ultimate reward in the Christian sense. And I was kind of thinking about how in life we kind of have to embrace the struggle or embrace the suffering as part of a joyous life. So the record is really about understanding kind of our whole life as an arc, as a positive one, even through the dark times.
Craig, you've talked about Catholicism, and you've used Catholicism as a backdrop for a lot of your characters, with lyrics like, you know, hit the 5:30 mass on a Saturday night, you say you tried Jesus, but it was too inconvenient. What is it about those themes that kind of appeal to you and to your writing?
Well, I think, you know, I was raised going to church, so the rituals and all that of a Catholic mass are comforting to me and kind of help. I'm able to frame things sort of in the time that I spent at mass and in church, and, you know, I still occasionally go. I think that things like forgiveness and redemption are beautiful concepts, and so, you know, a lot of the characters in the songs are kind of downtrodden or in not great places, but the idea that there is always salvation available and that you can never get too far gone. I want to capture those things.
Heaven is whenever we can get together, sit down on your floor and listen to your records. Heaven is whenever we can get together, lock your bedroom door and listen to your records.
Craig, you've written that making it to the fifth album is kind of like a sort of a big deal. You've talked about famous fifth albums from bands that you love, you know, Led Zeppelin, Physical Graffiti, REM's Document, The Clash's Combat Rock, and you make it clear you're not comparing yourselves to those bands, but that to you it's a pretty big achievement. But in order to reach that point, you wrote, and I'm quoting you, for a band to reach that point, it still has to have something to say that it feels it hasn't said before.
Yeah, and I backing up a second, after I wrote that, I realized that Physical Graffiti is Led Zeppelin's sixth record, so there's a lot of comment sections,
right,
you know?
Right.
The guy's halfway through typing right now. At the fifth record, you know, traditionally rock and roll bands start to sing, especially in the 70s, about rock and roll itself, you know? Going down the road, going to the next show. So I started writing all these road songs and something like Rock Problems, which was, you know, real life things that are happening to a touring band.
She said, I just can't sympathize with your rock and roll problems. Isn't this what we wanted? Some major rock and roll problems.
I had created sort of a fantasy world through the characters already, and playing rock and roll for a living is kind of a fantasy world as well. So it's kind of juxtaposed the fantasy world that's been created through the characters with our own fantasy world that we live every day.
Craig, when people go to your concerts and they listen to this record, what do you want them to come away from it saying or thinking?
I guess I feel like it's age appropriate. I'm 38 years old, and I think the lyrics, a lot of them come from a place of contentment at being 38. And sometimes when you see like a 15-year-old kid walking down the street, you know that the ages of, you know, say 15 to 23 are kind of a rough age. I just want to grab them and say, you know, it's all going to be okay. And in some ways, I think that's what this record says.
That's Craig Finn of The Hold Steady. He joined me from member station KQED in San Francisco. Their new album is called Heaven Is Whenever. You can hear a few tracks from it at our website, nprmusic.org. And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.